This is episode 19, and this is a solo session.
You might be smarter, your daddy might own a company, but you will not outwork me.
This one right here is for the people.
I'm your host, Ryan J. Owens, current pro athlete, entrepreneur, and former USA national team volleyball player. I will not be defined by my athleticism alone, but I've learned how to leverage it, to stay passionate about it, and prepare for life. That's why the Beyond Athletic podcast was born. I'll bring you case studies of current and former elite athletes making it happen in life, as well as tips and lessons from top sources in sports, nutrition, fitness, entrepreneurship, and more. I'm here to tell you that you are beyond athletic. Wake up, Hello, what is up, people? Today, I'm really excited. It's the first solo session. I've been waiting to do something like this for a while. I know a lot of people out there have been asking questions about how can I get to school in a foreign country, specifically the US and Canada. And today, I'm gonna give you 10 steps to find a college for your sport. So who is this for? Well, it's for anyone that wants to go to school or get to a school's team. It's a dreamer, it's a risk taker, hard workers, somebody who wants options in life. You know, you gotta be patient, willing to learn what you don't know already. If you're not, maybe you know someone that is and you can share this with them. But who is this not for? This is not for lazy people. This is not for people who accept being average their whole lives. This is not for small-minded people. And it's definitely not for people who love to be comfortable, who only like being comfortable in this one-dimensional person who thinks their life is only about being great at one thing. These types of people that have really no character, they're not interesting, they don't have interesting qualities outside of that one thing that they're good at. And they're limited in life by their ability to do this one thing well and only. So this is not for people like this, but this is for those people that want something out of life. What's the opportunity? Well, students can go play many sports in the US and Canadian schools. Today I'm going to speak more specifically on the US schools since I know a lot about that. And you can play at many levels. There's the NCAA, which is the biggest league for students in the USA. There's the NAIA, which is second biggest. And then there's JUCOs, which are junior colleges. I even went to a junior college. I also went to an NAIA school. Typically, these are smaller schools. The reason why you might want to go to a JUCO is like, my reason was Orange Coast College in California. Not only is California the mecca for volleyball in the US, I mean, now these days you see schools like Penn State coming up and being very strong, and also schools like in Florida, things like that. But typically, volleyball is extremely strong and there's a lot of followers and fans in California. So I knew if I wanted to get to an NCAA, one of the top schools in the nation, to play volleyball at the highest level, I knew I had to get in front of those coaches' eyes, and I had to get my academics strong so that I could qualify for some of the best schools. At OCC, there were about 25,000 students, about 1,000 or more international students that represented, I think, I went on the site and it said something like 56 countries international students were going to just my one little junior college in California. So there's opportunities really for anyone if you want to go to school and play sports in America. And I'm going to get into that a little bit more about the differences between NCAA, NAIA, and JUCOs. But what's the advantage of going to study anyways at a US school or a foreign school like in Canada or elsewhere? Well, I mean, really, you can't play school or you can't play your sport and go to school at the same time in many places around the world. And you can do that in America and also in Canada. And not only will you have an internationally recognized degree, especially from the US schools that are some of the top ranked schools in the world, you'll leave speaking English fluently, or at least pretty damn well. You'll have work experience through internships or research opportunities through your schools and other firms that you could apply for. And as an international student on an educational visa, you could still do those. You could get your bachelor degrees in 4 years. And then if you do that, you get one free year of work. So you could actually earn money in the US for 1 year immediately after getting your bachelor degree. So that's an excellent situation to set yourself up for the future, to have even more options when you stop your sport or if you don't even want to continue with your sport. What else? Well, I mean, you have the best conditions to mature emotionally, culturally, athletically, medically, educationally. I mean, there's just so much that you gain in advantages from playing in the US. Now, I want to define the difference between college and university. I know this came up with some students that were asking me. College and university in America, the difference is one thing. Colleges only offer a bachelor degree, which is a 4-year degree in whatever major you choose, math, science, you know, business, things like that. A university has that, the 4-year bachelor degree, but they also offer graduate degrees like master's and doctorates sometimes. So this is the difference, but both of these types of schools have sports, okay? So you can go to either or, and it doesn't mean one is worse or better. It just means that one offers a little bit more than the other one. Now, how can you do this? How can you get to college in America? Well, I mean, or around the world, really. There's plenty of free options, like hard work, contacting teams yourself, being prepared to do that. And I'm going to tell you how, but there's also paid options. You can pay some firms, some special companies that offer you, hey, you're a student, you want to go play abroad, I can help you. And they can put together things for you. And sometimes that comes at a very high cost. And we're talking about thousands of dollars or euros. And everybody can't afford that. And everybody shouldn't have to pay that, because really the schools are the ones, if they want you there, they should be paying. But if you do want some expert attention, make sure that you choose wisely who you're going to work with, because some of those firms can offer great, great advantages, like mentoring you through the whole process and doing a ton for you. But some, they just don't offer you a lot. So how are you going to do it, right? Well, 10 easy steps that are not easy at all. Now, first, you're going to want to make it a goal. You're going to write it down, okay? You can't have a goal without writing it down. This goal, what you're going to write down, you're going to write down what your goal is. Go play in America, Canada, etc. You're going to write down why. Is this something you personally want to do? Or do you feel this is something that's expected of you? Do you feel like you're going to get something out of this? What reasons? You know, do you want your degree? Do you want to play sport and go to school at a high level, etc., etc.? Write down the result. If you do go, what you will get, what you'll gain in life. And then if you don't go, put down what you'll lose, what won't happen in your life. And then put a date that you want to accomplish that. So the goal, the reason why, what will happen if you do it, and what will happen if you don't, and then the date you want to accomplish it. And then what I want you to write down is I want you to put down a list of people who you know that have done it well. And then I want you to put a list of people that you don't know that have done it well. This takes some research. You're going to have to look at different schools or research international students that have gone abroad and done well, that were all Americans. This means they were some of the top athletes in the country at their schools. That's a perfect place to start. Now, I'll give you how to find those types of people in step 3. But then you're also going to want to make, as a recommendation by one of my very good friends, Sonia Tomasovic, who's coaching at University of Florida, which is one of the best universities for volleyball in America. And also academically, it's super strong. And this is in Miami, so it's not a bad place. But she says, list down your top 10 to 15 places where you would like to go. And put down some things about the school, the academics, the coaching staff, the team. And a great place to find this is, it's called US News. And what you can do is you can follow them on Twitter, on Facebook. You could go to their website. And basically, you can find all of the rankings for schools and tons of info on schools. Now, step two, you're going to need to prepare yourself. What does that mean? That means you're going to have to get your records. You're going to have to get your CV together. You're going to have to schedule tests. You're going to have to be eligible to even go. Okay? Now, how do you get your records? You're going to have to get your transcripts from your school. And then you're going to have to get them translated if you're an international student. And then you're going to have to get your contracts from your teams that you're playing for if your teams have contracts with you. So this applies for a ton of international students. These contracts matter because just like your transcripts, they're going to tell a school whether or not you pass the requirements so that you could be an amateur at that school and that you're eligible because you've done well enough in school or you have the right classes, etc., etc. So, transcripts and contracts. Get your records together. Next, CV. This is your personal marketing. This is how you sell yourself. This is how you're going to sell yourself to teams for the rest of your life or to sponsors, etc., etc. How do you do it? You're going to need an intro. Basically, hey, my name is blah, blah, blah. I'm interested in your team because of this, this, and this. I'm living here. I grew up that. And then you're going to want to have a bio. This bio is going to say a little bit more about you, you know, really where you came from, what type of family you had, reasons why you want to study what you want to study, reasons why you want to go abroad. That's all kind of in your intro and your bio, okay? And then you're going to want to have your personal info, your name, your date of birth, marital status, place of birth, nationality, etc., etc. You're going to want to have your contact info, yourself, your parents, your coaches. Put down their phone, email, social media, okay? You're going to want to have physical info on there. That means your sex, male or female. Your measurements, that means height, weight, wingspan, speed, how fast you run, you know, 40 yard or 50 meters. How high you can jump. How much you can lift in terms of weights, especially if you're trying to go somewhere as a strength sport, okay? What else are you going to need? You're going to need your sport info. Most importantly, video. You're going to want skills and game slash match video, okay? This means that you're going to want to make a personal video of yourself for your skills in whatever sport you're doing. And so whatever the major skills of your sport is, you're going to want to put those in your video. You're going to have like an example of yourself doing that anywhere from like 6 to 10 times in a row for each skill or more. Okay, normally those are like 20, 30 minutes long if you do it right, but they could be as short as 10 minutes if that's all you can get. And then your match video, your games, your competition video, you want to have the full competition. And if you don't have it, put up part, but have some. So always get this. When you have a good match, a good competition, make sure you get the video from whoever is doing it. Okay? Super important. I'll give you an example for volleyball since I'm a volleyball player. And Sonia Tomasevich helped me with this one again because she's coaching. So it's great to contact the coaches in your sport. But she says, outside hitters, you should put hitting first, then passing, and then everything else. Setters, put setting first, then defense, then serving, etc., etc. Middle blockers, put blocking first, then hitting. Right sides, that means opposites, put hitting first, blocking, serving, then defense. Okay? These are great ways to sell yourself through skills video. So if you can't get match video, it's easy to get in the gym. Or even do it outside on an outdoor court if you must. Just get it done. Anything is better than nothing. You're going to want to put your experience in number of years, your positions, your disciplines that you play for your sport. You're going to want to put your team histories, all the teams you played for, amateur, national team, pro. Accomplishments, you're going to want to put what you've done personally and what your team has accomplished. you're going to want to include links to your official records, those contracts with teams, okay? And then under educational info, you're going to have your grade average, you want to have your graduation date, school history, accomplishments, both personal, and if your school is a top-ranked school academically, you want to put that kind of stuff down. You also want to have your official records on there, the link to them at least, and that's your transcripts from your school. You can store everything online through Google Drive. That's drive.google.com. You just make an account and you can store all your documents there. Then you can click to make it a public link, and then you can share it with whoever you want. So after educational info, you want miscellaneous, and this is the end of your CV. You want to put down hobbies, things you like to do. I like to run. I like to read. I like to study botany. I like to travel. Put things like that. That matters to schools, okay? Also, put down any organizations you work with. Maybe you're on the school debate team or chess or political, anything like that. Community service, if you volunteer, put those types of things down. Put down your degree that you would like to earn in school. Put down like your option number one and your option number two. So let's say business and psychology as a second option. Just so schools, when they see it, they know, oh, this is one of the things we're strong at. We should tell this player because we're interested. Next, after your CV, schedule your tests. Your junior year is the best time to do it, especially for your TOEFL exam, which is your language exam. But if you can't do it your senior year. But for sure, if you can, do both your junior year or at least your TOEFL. And you can schedule those online. TOEFL is T-O-E-F-L. This is the language test. And SAT is your exam to figure out academically if you can qualify for the best schools or any schools in America. So, and then the last thing under this section, which is your CV, and preparing yourself and getting your records, is be eligible. Check NCAA's rules and their eligibility center. Go to eligibilitycenter.org, O-R-G. It costs $65 if you're a citizen of the States, or international students, it's $95. The NCAA has 23 different sports, and I'm just going to go through some of the sports so you know them all, or actually I'm going to go through all. But they have baseball, basketball, bowling, cross country, fencing, field hockey, football, golf, gymnastics, ice hockey, lacrosse, rifle, which is shooting, rowing, skiing, soccer, softball, swimming and diving, tennis, track and field indoors, and track and field outdoors. Just recently, I had a guy on, Milan Ristic of Serbia, who went to track and field at college. So it's possible to go on many sports, including volleyball, water polo, and wrestling for NCAA. So keep that in mind. And then NAIA is another option. NAIA offers full scholarships for athletes too. And basically you want to register at playnaia.org. Okay, it's $70 for US, $120 for international, and they have 16 different sports at NAIA schools. And just so you know what they are, one that's different than NCAA is competitive cheer and dance. So dancers out there, this is another option for you to get to the States. And then also, don't forget, there's some sports that aren't regulated by any of these different organizations for the States. And sand volleyball is a new one that's being tried out by NCAA schools. And right now, even if you're a graduate of college, you still have eligibility left to play sand volleyball, perhaps. So contacting schools with sand programs could be a great way to get into college, even if you already graduated. So be eligible. You know, check that stuff out. Make sure you get that done as soon as you can, because that shows teams that you are A, you've qualified academically. That means you have all the school requirements. And B, it shows them that you qualify. You cannot be a pro and play NCAA sports, okay? And they have certain rules to how much money you can earn or if you can have, for instance, a place paid for, or a car, or food paid for, etc., etc. So that stuff matters. That's why you need your contracts. For NAI and junior colleges, those rules are a little bit different. For NAI, it's definitely not as strict. So even if you've played some pro and you've made maybe more money and you didn't qualify for the NCAA, you could qualify for NAIA teams and still go to school for free with a full scholarship. So check that stuff out. That matters. You got to ask the schools. But for sure, NCAA, it's a very, very low amount of money that you could have earned to go to an NCAA school. So next, number three, research. Find mentors, find coaches, find schools. What matters in the school? Are they NCAA, NAIA, JUCO? What division are they? NCAA has three divisions, 1, 2, and 3, like I mentioned. 1 can give full scholarships. 2 can give partial. 3 cannot give scholarships, but they can offer financial aid for students. So maybe if you're a great student, or there's international things, they might be able to find a way so that you almost pay nothing still. So it's still an option. NAI, they can give full and partial scholarships to athletes, and junior colleges are the same. So keep that all in mind. Contact the ISO, which is the International Student Office at schools, and ask them questions so you can get answers. And keep up with US News on Facebook and Twitter for any news or tips for international schools plus school rankings. Next, find services. You know, look up companies that do this. I know I offer it through elitevolley.com and Elite Sports Students Project for free to help students get their mentor to do this, to find out how you can learn and do all these different steps that we're talking about. But there's other services out there that are paid that you can find that will help you also. Okay? So check into those. And then keep track of all of this. That means the services, the schools, the mentors, and the coaches. Keep a list of all of this, okay? Number 4, contact this whole network that you've found, you know? Give them your CV, make sure that the email is basically your intro and your bio, and then send this to them all. For mentors, you want to say something like, hey, I'm trying to improve my life. I want to go to school for these reasons. If you know someone, please share this or take a look at it. For coaches and schools, just send it to them like that. For service providers, people you're paying for the service, or if you're having me help you, then you want to just give your CV and everything that should have been prepared already with your transcripts and contracts and all that stuff to those people to help you. And even if you don't have everything ready, just give what you have and then update it constantly, okay? That's another step I'm going to talk about later. But here's a tip. Ask the colleges and these schools, these coaches, ask them to chat, you know, chat with the coach, get to know them, see if you have some kind of chemistry, see if you could get along, if you could understand the English, for instance, and they could test yours. That way you can feel more comfortable. And ask for a live tour. They can give you a live tour of the whole school or just the gymnasium, et cetera, through Skype or Google Hangouts. So get to know your coaches better and the schools. Ask. It's free. They'll do it. Number 5, improve in school. The better you are, the better your chances of going to a school. Improve your grades. This means get your class rank up. You want to be ranked as high as you can in your school. If you're not at the top, it's okay, but why not try? So learn electives. You know, do a little bit more. If you're doing all right in school, everything's easy for you, challenge yourself. Go online, use MOOCs, Massive Open Online Courses, to learn something new, like the next year of whatever you are studying. So if you're doing, for instance, algebra, and it's too easy, great, pass it at your school and start doing calculus in your free time via free online video courses through US schools or any others. Okay, I'm going to give you some in the end. Next, join your school's extracurricular teams, their committees. You know, get some experience outside your sports. And make sure you use those MOOCs so that you can really improve yourself in all areas of life, because you can learn anything through them. Get tutoring, coaches, you know. Not only do you have to use the MOOCs, which are free, but be creative. Look online. There's tons of info on YouTube. You could find tons of classes or tutors to help you, even in your language, for whatever subject it is. take tests, you know? You're gonna take tests, use the mocks to study, use the test sites, or pay for someone to help tutor you, you know? There's places like KhanAcademy.org that offers free SAT and K through 12 courses for free. I mean, you literally can learn everything that you're learning in school and get free help with it through videos and through chat on those sites. Use the test sites. You know, if you go to SAT, their website, if you go to TOEFL, they have free tests and practice skills like acquiring all that kind of stuff online. Next, surround yourself with great students. These are mentors, you know. Whoever's doing great at what you are not doing great at, find them, connect with them. Maybe you're doing great at something they're not, and say, hey, I could help you with this, but you help me with that. Next, six, improve in your sport. You know, improve first your weakest sports skills. What are you not good at? Write them down. Write how you're going to get better at them. And then ask your coach for help with those. Improve your mental skills, you know. Are you meditating? Do you know how that helps you? Meditating can be as simple as for 5 or 10 minutes, just sitting, closed eyes, and thinking about your breathing. Not letting yourself think about anything else. If you think about something else, go back to your breathing. Meditating, visualizing. Whatever your sport is, visualize yourself doing it very well, at least one time a day. Some of the top pros and Olympians in the world, matter of fact, I'd say probably 60% or more use them, especially the top 1% is more like 90, 95, 100% uses, okay? Improve your physical skills. Is your prehab good? That means what you do to keep your body healthy, your mobility, your stretching. Are you doing that well? If you're not, go check out Kelly Starrett, who's a guest on the show this month. You know, go to his YouTube channels. I'll put some in the show notes. Make sure you keep your shoulder, your knees, your hips, your ankles healthy. Strength and conditioning. Hit the weights, you know. You can even do body weight exercises. These are some of the best ones in the world. I do them, you know. I'm not ashamed to say it, and I play for the U.S. national team and pro for a long time now. And body weight exercises are some of the best in the world. You want to know more about it? Just email me. You know, VO2, get your aerobic potential up. This means how long you could do something in your sport at a high level. So get that VO2 max up. This is how much oxygen you can process to stay going as strong as you can. Use high intensity interval training, which is HIIT or Tabata. Many Olympians and pros use this. Get your nutrition right. Get your rest and recovery. Next, get a coach, a mentor. Contact them personally via online or through a mutual friend. Don't be afraid to reach out and say, hey, I'm not as good as where I want to be with this. I see that you are. Do you have some tips for me? Maybe you can show me. You never know. Or go look online, check the videos, best server, best whatever in your sport, and then watch their videos. There's great athletes in whatever you're doing. Pick the best athlete at each skill that you want to get better at and try to study them. Emulate each one of them, you know? Emulation means that you're going to take whatever they're doing and you're going to copy it and try to be better at it. As good or better at it. And you're going to use all of those for all your skills from different people so that you yourself can get to the top of your sport. Okay? This is free. And it's the easiest way. It's how I learned how to be as good as I got this far in volleyball. And I still do it to this day. I find athletes that are better than me and I use them. Okay? I watch their videos. I'm going to give you some video sites to go to in the end. 7. You know, stay up to date and follow up. You've sent your coaches and your schools and the players and the mentors all your CV and email. Now, stay up to date. Keep your CV up to date. Put new measurements, new stats, new accomplishments, new videos. Try to do this weekly or monthly. You know, your school's requirements. Has something changed with your school? Make sure that you are on track to be able to qualify to go to school. Tests. Are your tests changing? SAT is changing this month. Do you know that? Check on their website. TOEFL could change in the future their tests. check to make sure it's not changing for the date that you scheduled, okay? Coaches and players abroad, see who's going where and then contact them, you know? Email updates. If you do update your CV, make sure that you follow up with the schools and you say, hey, I updated this and you should check it out because I've got some new videos or some new stats. And then communicate always with whoever's helping you or whoever's already reached out to you. Make sure you're in constant communication with them, okay? So stay up to date and follow up. Number 8, track your progress. Look at that goals list. Make sure that you're contacting schools and coaches and whoever you've been contacted by. Make sure you put that down in your notes. Put an X next to that school in the contacted box. And then in the I contacted box, put a mark if you've contacted them. And then track which schools you contacted, which ones contacted you back, which ones you haven't heard from. You'll know because they're not checked off. So make sure you're tracking those goals. Make sure you stay in contact and you update that on your sheet. Make sure you're tracking your personal improvements. You know, what are your goals for school to get better? Track those things. I want to have this grade point average. Put that down. Put down the steps you need to do that. Track your sport improvements. Am I getting better at these different skills? Ask your coach, have I improved with this? How do you think, you know, I might be able to improve more? And then socially, track that you are keeping the people around you that are helping you get to where you want to be, okay? Surround yourself by like-minded people that believe that you can do it, or they say, I want to do it too. Keep yourself around people like that. If people don't agree with you about where you want to be in life, if you're trying to improve yourself, then don't talk about it with them. You know, find other people to talk about it with and then spend a little bit more time with them. 9, review all of your goals every month. Check to see if any goals need to be edited. So maybe some need to be taken off. Maybe you need to change some just a little bit. Maybe you need to add new ones. But review your goals. This is super, super important. Every month at least. If you can, do it every week. And be disciplined. Number 10, okay? This is awareness. This means post your mini goals, like what you need to do to get to school. So I need my CV, my tests, this and that. Use these steps as part of that mini goal to get to your big goal. And put them in the places that you visit most often. Put them on a mirror, on your desk, in your gym bag. You know, keep your main goal. I want to go to America. I want to be the best in my sport. I want to get my degree in this. Put those in one place, on one piece of paper, in one note online, one document. And then put those things, put it like, for instance, in your wallet or your purse, on your wall. Post it and put the dates that you want to accomplish them. Put it on the screens of your computers, your iPads, your, you know, phones. Keep it in front of you so you see it. And then interrupters, okay? If there's something that you're doing that's not helping you, put something on it to stop yourself from doing it. If, for instance, you're eating something you know you shouldn't eat and it's in your refrigerator, put a post-it note on the refrigerator or on that thing like, do not eat this unless you've done this and this and this, and it's okay. Or on your TV, do not turn on unless I'm stretching while I'm watching TV or I'm watching something educational. Don't waste your time. Set alarms for meetings or study times so that if you're doing something, you don't get caught up in it. So be aware, be disciplined with how you use your time. And second, be accountable. This discipline is really important. Find someone like you that's willing to try the same goal out. They have the same goal as you. They want to do it. And then check in with each other every day for even one SMS. Like, hey, I did this today. Did you do yours? Or at least do it weekly to see if you're keeping up with everything. Make sure you have like weekly, hey, I updated my CV. Did you do yours? They send you a message. Yeah, I did mine too. Great. There's accomplishment right there. You're moving forward. So work on your goals and contact people. Keep everything up to date and that way you keep each other accountable. Now, what are the 10 things? All right, I want to go back through them really fast just to go over them. Make your goal, okay? Make it a goal and write it down. Prepare yourself. Get your records together, your CV, your educational info, and everything should be in that. Schedule your tests. Make sure you're eligible to go to these different schools in America. Research. Find mentors, coaches, schools, services. Keep track of them. Number 4, contact your network, this that you just researched, the mentors, the coaches, the schools, the service providers. Okay? Send that info out. You're not going to get anybody writing you if you don't put it out there. 5, improve in school. 6, improve in your sport. You know? Don't just stay where you are in those things. Always be improving. Number 7, stay up to date and follow up. Follow up is the biggest thing people get wrong. They don't do it, and then schools might forget about you. You don't want that to happen. Make sure you keep your name in front of their face, okay? In the front of their mind. 8, track your progress, your goals, the contacted schools, the schools contacting you, the mentors that are contacting you. Track your personal improvements in school, in sport, social life. Number 9, review all of your goals at least once per month. And number 10, be disciplined, you know, be aware of what you want to do, keep it in front of you, this is your goals, and then hold yourself accountable and find somebody to hold you accountable to. The best friends in your life are going to be the ones who say, I believe in you, and I'm going to make sure that you keep doing this because I'm going to check in with you to say, hey, are you doing it? So do the same thing for them and hold them accountable for things, improve together. What you should be looking out for, beware, beware, beware of envious, jealous, covetous people. They're just going to want, for instance, to hold you back because they see you're going somewhere that they can't go or they don't believe is great because they're in such a great place, right? They're in the same place as you. How much more do they really know about where you want to go? These people usually want to hold you back because they gain something from it. They don't lose you as a friend and you stay just where they are and you don't succeed together. So not only did they not succeed, but they didn't lose you. So that is a reason why people will hold other people back. Other teams, they're going to want to keep you on the team so that their record is great, so that they can make more money. The best teams will support your education. The worst will not. They're gonna want to sabotage your mission. Okay? So they're gonna do this through direct or indirect means. Trust me, whether you know it or you don't know it, they might try to say something to different coaches or players. They might transfer you to a crappier team. Don't let anything stop you, but be careful who you tell. Make sure you trust those people 100%. The first people you want to tell are your parents. The next are great friends, okay? And then next from that, mentors. Find somebody who's done it. But make sure every time you find somebody who's done what you want to do and you check in with them and you keep those positive parts and the bad parts, you say, what are the pros? What are the cons? So beware of envious and jealous people. Now, tips. Clean up your image. Is your social media, because you need to put your social media on your CV because teams are going to check it. Trust me. Do you have selfies of yourself half naked? Are you drinking alcohol? Is there alcohol in the video, in that video or photo? Are you saying bad words or stupid things or putting a finger in a picture up? You know, offensive behavior. Make sure that that stuff is not seen in the public, especially your profile pictures. So be careful. Control your access. Make a group on Facebook. These people see these posts, these people don't. Okay? These people see these photos, these people don't. What else could you do? What's another tip? Add value by helping other people and share it publicly. Make sure people know, you know, if there's something you believe in, if you want to help your teammates, help them. Tell them, hey, I want to help you get better at this. Maybe they're better at something than you. Exchange, you know. Schoolmates, is there somebody that you could help and that could help you possibly? Public, are there people, you know, visit a hospital, go look at the sick and the unfortunate, or go to places that are not as clean as your area and help clean up. Grab friends to do it with you. And then if you do things like that, make sure that you let teams know. Put that on your CV. It's really important to add value. And teams, when they see that, schools, this will put you into a whole nother category, you know? Plus, it's the right thing to do. You'll love doing it. Association, another tip, get to know at least one new person that values what you do each week by starting conversations with the people around you and see who keeps it going. You know, if you say, hey, person I trust, I want to go to school in America, and they go, oh, that's really interesting. I've thought about that. Or I have a friend that's done that. That's really cool. How are you going to do it? Or where do you want to go? Those are interested people. True friends even are going to say, ooh, I can help you. You know, if you want help with this, or if you just want me to let check in to make sure that you're on track, I could do that. That's holding you accountable. Association means everything. Keep great people around you. If a team says no, ask them where you think or where they think you might be able to get a team, what team you might fit into, what schools, what options you might have. Is something not working with what you're doing? Then maybe you need to change. You need to go at a different angle. Maybe if you play, for instance, one sport and or more than one sport and you're great at another sport, try with that sport also. You know, are you studying and it's not working? Maybe grab a tutor. There's always some way to improve. Use free services when possible, you know. ElitePolly.com, BeyondAthletic.com, which is a mentorship solution, what you're listening to right now, this is free. This is going to help you. Make sure you put yourself around things like that as much as possible, you know. If you want to be part of Elite Sports Students, go to beyondathletic.com/ESS and sign up. You'll get tips and things like this all the time. Okay? Use free services when possible, like khanacademy.org, creativelive.com, coursetalk.com. These are places where you can go find education about anything and everything for free. Okay? Check them out. It'll be in the show notes. If you want to get better at your sport, go to streaming sites like Laola Eins, which is Laola One. Dot TV or YouTube or Live TV SX. There's WYSIWYG, there's Sport Lemon, there's so many places where you can watch your sport live at the highest levels. Watch other people doing it. Study what they do and try to emulate them. Use Google Docs and Google Drive to keep all of your documents online and share from there. So every time you update it live, other people with that link will see it. Or you can send it right away from there, one place. And then lastly, research what you don't know. If you don't know something, research. Ask people, okay? I wish all of you the best of luck with this. I hope this helped you. If it did, if it still left you with questions, make sure you don't hesitate to contact me at ryan@beyondathletic.com. Okay? That's Ryan, Ryan, at Beyond, BeyondAthletic, athletic.com. Okay? I'm here to help, whatever you need. I hope this was really helpful. If you did like it, make sure you go share this with one person. Don't forget, it's your dreams, it's your life. Do what you feel is going to improve you and get you prepared for not only sport, but for life. You don't need to know everything you're gonna do in life, but you do have to make sure that you're prepared. So, if you like this, please share it with one friend who is looking to do the same thing as you or might be interested in that. And make sure you listen to upcoming episodes of Beyond Athletic. There's gonna be plenty of experts coming on to help you make sure mobility, your body, stretching, things like that, you don't get injured, you're very strong, or that you can recover from injury better. There's gonna be people to help you with education tips, you know, finances, helping you track your money, save money better, start businesses, even if you're still in school, that could be small and make just a little money to help you pay for school or just pay for day-to-day things. So, tons of stuff coming up, and for sure, as always, Olympians, pros, college, all-stars, and all-Americans. So, stay tuned. Thanks for listening, and make sure you stay Beyond Athletic. Thank you. Hey guys, I hope you really like this episode. I know I'm just testing it out. This is the first of many. If I can do more, it would be great. Let me know if you liked it. Tweet me at Beyond Athletic or at Ryan J. Owens. And if this format is working for you guys, I can do more. You can also request. So send me an email, ryan@beyondathletic.com, or tweet me at one of those two, Ryan J. Owens or Beyond Athletic. And I will take your suggestions and hopefully make it into a future show. So enjoy your day and thank you for listening.
What we doing live? Echoes in eternity.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
And this concludes our Chicago show. Please stay tuned.